This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Israeli forces are now in the second phase of their war against Hamas. Laura Winters reports.
Israel starting the second phase of the war to wipe out Hamas terrorists, the IDF. Israeli Defense Forces warning citizens in northern Gaza to get out now and head south for food and water. The Israeli military moving in to destroy Hamas and get the hostages home. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying this is Israel's second war of independence. The war, the direct result of Hamas terrorists killing 1,400 Jews at a festival and at a kibbutz, shooting many in the head, raping women, beheading babies, and setting Jews on fire and burning down their homes to the ground.
In Florida, Tampa police are reporting two people are dead and 18 others were injured in a shooting after a fight between two groups broke out in the streets early yesterday morning in Tampa's Ybor City. Officers were present when the incident happened just before 3 a.m. local time. Authorities believe there were at least two shooters involved. The judge overseeing GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump's January 6 case is reinstating a gag order imposed on him.
The limited gag order was temporarily stopped earlier this month, with the judge denying the former president's request to pause the order while his appeal plays out. The order denies Trump from making certain statements about both the special counsel team or potential witnesses. I'm Dave Collins.
The United Auto Workers Union is growing its strike against General Motors. Shortly after the union announced a tentative deal with Stellantis over the weekend, the UAW said it will order roughly 4,000 workers to walk out of GM's Spring Hill assembly plant in Tennessee. The auto workers have been on strike since September 15th. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Trilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says a subpoena for the president's son, Hunter Biden, is long overdue. Some lawmakers are accusing President Biden of selling his votes in Washington to foreign entities. Two construction workers are hurt after a restaurant under renovation partially collapsed in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Officials say a construction worker was in the basement when part of the 143-year-old building partially fell Saturday. It took crews 2 hours to free the workers from the debris at the Union Street location. Officials say the owner plans to tear down the restaurant completely and build a new one. An international Red Cross official is calling the small number of trucks getting into Gaza with humanitarian aid a drop in the ocean.
It's only a small fraction of what the Gaza Strip and Gazans need today.
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Red Cross International Committee Director General Robert Mardini said 6 trucks of aid arrived in Gaza on Friday and 3 more made it on Sunday. The initial autopsy results for actor Matthew Perry are inconclusive and pending a toxicology report.
The Friend star was found dead in his hot tub at home in Los Angeles Saturday of an apparent drowning at the age of 54. Further investigation is being requested, with the cause of death still listed as deferred. The LA County Medical Examiner says a conclusion will likely not be released for several weeks. I'm Dave Collins.
Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder and president of American Faith. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Great, Bill. Good to hear your voice. I've had a couple of weeks off, so good to get back with you.
Well, it's good. You, welcome back. Welcome home. Good to have you back here. Well, meanwhile, you know, we're in the 24th day of the Israel-Hamas war, and nothing has changed, Phil. You know, the fact of the matter is that Hamas and the Palestinians drop their weapons, we can have peace in the Gaza. If Israel drops their weapons, Israel gets wiped out. That's what we're looking at, right?
We are, and I think the thing that probably was unexpected in terms of its extent is the reaction of the world toward the Jewish people because of this. You would think there would be some level of sympathy, but, you know, kind of watching what's happening on college universities, hearing comments out of our own representatives, it's pretty amazing that anti-Semitism is alive and well and almost given the stamp of approval at Ivy League universities.
Well, and they're learning the hard way that, you know, big donors are saying, hell no, you know, we're not going to send any more money. They're decoupling from these universities, and rightfully so. You know, because a lot of these kids, Phil, I understand, look at, for these kids that have come from the Middle East, that was their problem. They grew up with this. You got to hate Israel. You know, they came from the womb with this kind of sentiment. They've been clearly indoctrinated. But the United States, in all its wisdom, imported that hate into our country and our universities, and it's infecting the peer group, the American kids. And the American kids are kind of like going along with it, and they don't even know how to spell Palestinian. You know, and it's the same thing. Remember, these are the same kids that rallied around Black Lives Matter until finally they got the memo to say, well, these guys are a bunch of Marxists. It's probably not in your best interest. So then they kind of just fell away because it wasn't. They knew that it really, in the end of everything, it wasn't good. It wasn't productive. And I think that this is part of that American idea, and we can thank God for instilling that in us. Into this, you know, DNA of our country, is that we still have a measurement of fairness and good, do we not?
Well, I think absolutely we do. And I think the challenge is that, you know, stupid just keeps doing stupid. And right now we've got college professors who are doing stupid, and they're inciting, you know, young minds that, quite honestly, are on a paid vacation, most of them. They're really not so much about the colleges, so much about free expression, free do, free, free, free. And I just think the best thing to do is stop sending your kids to these universities. Stop supporting the Marxist ideologies that's coming out of these schools and finally wake up to the fact that you send your kid one way, he comes back another way, and you're not going to like the transformation.
Yeah. Well, and then they go on to become a government official because, you know, they graduated from the right Ivy League school because when you look at, you know, who's making it into the bureaucracy, it's these people. I mean, you know, just like journalism, I think they determined that most of the journalists today, Phil, come from 39 colleges. And they all teach the same thing. Is it any wonder the brain trust, how it's been so limited, but yet this idea that, boy, they're just, you know, we're just so fortunate to have these elites running the country. Really? I mean, this is good fortune, $39 trillion in debt and no idea how to get out of it. That's worth the investment, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're exactly right. And I think we saw the same thing happen in the early 1900s to our Bible institutions, seminaries, et cetera, where they allowed themselves to be influenced by the great minds of Germany. And what they did is they brought in a disparity over the Word of God itself. And then we began to see all these Bible colleges, whether we're talking about Biola, Moody, it doesn't matter. And they began to conform to accreditation standards, which meant they reduced scripture. They had to comply with hiring standards. And now you've got schools, quite honestly, that, you know, I don't know. I mean, I won't name names, but there's a lot of Christian universities that I would never send my children to. And they're only Christian in history. They're not Christian in current, you know, living and productivity. And this is what happens when you bend your knee to academia and not to the Word of God. And you can you can love God and you can be smart. But you can't be smart if you go to a dumb place to get your education like some of these universities.
Exactly. Well, and look at what's going on. I mean, who would have thunk, Phil, the United Methodist Church, how it is, you know, the schisms that are going on there. And the schism, I mean, they're over really just academic, sound biblical principles that they're warring over. I mean, this is, you know, this is quite the condition. And I say it's a warning, you know, to your exact point here, to all the other churches that say that they are the church of the living God, Jesus Christ Church, if they're going to be one of the lampstands that are being evaluated in the book of Revelations, then, you know, what color is your lampstand?
Well, and speaking of Methodist, so I was actually raised Methodist, but I can tell you by 1970, it was already a disaster. It was a complete disaster. And I'm sorry for those of you who go to a good Methodist church, if they exist anymore. But whenever, again, it goes back to this whole view of the Word of God. When the Word of God becomes what is applicable to you and not, you know, integritous and not pure, then you've got a problem because you fall into the same trap of Adam and Eve when they believe the lie of Satan and said, has God really said? Mm-hmm. So ultimately, all these roads back lead back to exactly the same place. All but one Ivy League school was founded to be a Bible college to teach ministers the Word of God. And look at them now. Complete disaster. Why? Because they bowed the knee to Baal and said, let's worship at a false idol and burn false fires.
And when you think of the activity that they're doing compared to then to now, Phil, you go, how could this happen? How could this happen that we could be this far from? If we do not, you know, enter into a mass sense of urgency and a movement to revival and return to God, you know, I was talking with another expert here recently, you know, because he'd been warning that we're at a tipping point, you know, with it, and I said we're beyond the tipping point. Because that's why things are moving so fast. Because as you know, when you go on the other side and you're on the downhill side of things, things start moving pretty quick. And they're moving quick here in this country, right? And I think it's representative of this. So there needs to be this sense of urgency to match the urgency with the tipping point to where we are really sincere and desperate to find God and to return to God, in my humble opinion. Or else.
Exactly. And I think the unwillingness for, let's say, the vast majority of really Christians, and I'm going to call them the real Christians, the real deal, to really do more than just, you know, sit at home and be content to pray. Prayer is life-changing and is essential, but so is action. And we're, yes, we're really supposed to get involved and make and be game changers in this world. And I don't see that happening, honestly.
Without a doubt. Well, it's a call to action from Phil Hotzenpiller, and we've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Welcome back. Fresh and Independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, he is the president and founder of American Faith Magazine, and that's where you got to go, AmericanFaith.com, for more information. Subscribe to it. This is amazing. This is a go-to resource. Every morning, this is one of the first publications I go to. Phil and the team are researching, I mean, thousands of headlines and stories, and presenting it to us so that you are on top of what's going on. This kind of goes back to, Phil, what Karl Barth said years ago. The 16th century theologian said that he always went to the pulpit with the Bible in one hand and, the news of the day in the other. Is that there is relevance there between the newspaper and, you know, what's happening in the world, and certainly the Word of God, right? Nothing new under the sun.
No, nothing new. And I think that's a great point, just that you need to be relevant. You need to know what's happening and get a broad spectrum of understanding. You know, that's kind of the medieval education that we lost, where you were rewarded not for cramming for a final. You're rewarded for actually discovering and knowledge. And,
yes.
And that's a whole different world that we live in today. That's why you've got people that go to college and they're still not equipped for life, because all they did was cram the night before. They passed the test. They go into their business. My son was very high in the banking world at a prominent bank, and he said, "Dad, the people coming out of college, I don't even want to hire them. They don't even know what they're doing, and they're so arrogant and unteachable that it's just not even worth hiring them. I'd rather find somebody that has aptitude, never been to college, and teach them how to do banking."
Yeah, they come in, they want the corner office with the jacuzzi and six figures plus. And they haven't done one thing whatsoever to advance the business. That's the attitude. Again, it's that elitism that's come across. There's meritocracy has been buried in the process, and as a result, it's reducing the significance of America and this beautiful canvas that's been available for 247 years, Phil, when you think about it. I mean, this is what liberty gives you. It gives you the opportunity to bring your colors and to bring your paintbrushes and paint a beautiful mural. Paint your story, you know, and this is what we love about this country. And unfortunately, our government and the bureaucracy and elitism is squashing that. But I want to go back and revisit what we were talking about earlier, and this has to do with, the lessons, the obvious lessons that are there before us right now that we're learning from Hamas and what's going on in Israel, right?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, so this goes back probably to 2009 or 10. I'm going to kind of guess at the number here. A new book came out called The Green Prince by Mossad Yosef, whose father was one of the founders of Hamas. And he converted to Christianity while in jail, or shortly after jail, because he saw how well the Christian guards in Israel treated the Christians. And they divided them into Christian guards, Christian prisoners, Muslim, etc. And what they found out was that there was a different ethic. But he was warning all this stuff. You know, you can catch the YouTube interviews of those are still up there. You know, they've got in the hundreds and thousands of views. But and then I interviewed him again in, I think, about 2015 or 16, something like that. Same message, but nobody listened. And here we are now in 23. And we're going, oh, my gosh, we have a Hamas problem. Yes. And
right.
The founder of Hamas, who was called the Green Prince, he was being groomed to be the head of that organization, warns you about this, but nobody listened. And I think that's the thing. It's not like not everybody's crying wolf. You need to listen and say, maybe there's a wolf in the woods. We need to check it out.
Right. Yeah, this researcher, he had an interesting characteristic of it. He says that the gun's always on the table. And people ignore the gun until somebody picks it up and fires around. In essence, I'm finishing up a statement, but that's what you're saying, and this is what the Green Prince is saying. You know what you're saying in illustrating the story is that danger is there. It's there. It's just we choose to ignore it at our own peril and at our own expense. Right.
Right. Exactly. And we're good at it. We've got a PhD in ignoring evil now. And, and so our solution is let's just move to Nashville and everything will be well. you know, and then they find out they're in one of the most liberal cities in America. Right. I think that they had secured their right. I laugh over and over again at people who think they're going to move out of evil. You yes. still live in America. You still have a bad president. You still have laws that are, you still have agencies that are trying to squash you. I don't care where you live. You're not going to avoid right. this stuff. You're going to have
plus,
to
plus you got plus you got open borders, and we've got all these gotaways. We got at least 170, you know, that they acknowledge are on the terrorist list that they know of. 170 that are in the country. They know of them, and they've been, you know, they got through the border. You know, so what does that tell you? How many more are out there? The cartels have their system, their infrastructure well established. Hezbollah is in Mexico. Phil, I mean, the gun's on the table. That's what they're saying. That's what you're saying. The gun is on the table, and we're ignoring it. And it doesn't matter what city, what red state, blue state you're in. That's the one thing about war. You may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you, right?
Yeah, and remember that war is basically an economic system to bolster up a government and a country. I think that Joe had war in his mind when he gave up all the weaponry in Afghanistan so that he could replace it with newer and better stuff and fuel the economy through the war machine. Now that's kind of going out there a long way, I know, but I don't think everybody around him is as dumb as we think he is, or whoever's pulling the trigger are. There's an agenda here, and that agenda
oh, no doubt.
On day one.
No doubt. You're exactly right. Whoever it is, and guess what? I mean, I don't think you have to be a genius to figure out that their agenda is not consistent with anything that rhymes with the Constitution of the United States, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's actually counter, and I really believe we're in the middle of a color revolution to overthrow our government. And I think that has been going on at least since Obama, maybe further back, but at least Obama.
Obama announced it. He talked about the fundamental transformation of the country. He's the one that opened up the portal to all this and gave credence to all these people that have been operative in the bureaucracy all these years, and they all came out in mass because he, to your point, Phil, you're exactly right. It had to be. It already had the infrastructure. It already had to have been set in place for him to make that statement, right? I mean, because it wasn't a visionary statement. He wasn't casting a vision. He was saying, "Here it is. Today's the day." How can he make that statement? Because Barack Obama is not stupid. I mean, he may be devious and may not be very honest. I get that, but he's not stupid.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. Yeah, well, you know, and it shouldn't shock us. I mean, we know that democracy is a fragile thing, and it has its enemies, foreign and abroad. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we have more that are local and national than they are foreign, you know. And so we're dealing with the enemy within, which is what every democracy, every nation has always had to battle with, is what do we do with the enemy within the walls? Outside the walls, we can build bigger walls, we can get bigger planes, we can do all those kind of things. But we're living now in treacherous times.
Well, and the thing is that most Americans are fair-minded, Phil, and they have to, you know, just like even in a spiritual context, and I know you've taught on this, is that you've got to put on a warrior mindset. You have to have a warrior mentality because the evil one has come to kill, steal, and destroy. And guess what? He's starting with your family first. He's going after your kids. He's going after your marriages, yeah. Right? I mean, does that mean anything? Does that tell you that you need to warrior up or what? Are you just kind of, you know, and I've seen the men at, you know, at Influence Church, and I see them warrioring up. They're getting the memo. They're getting the message. And we need to ignite that movement even more so across this country, if we're going to be saved, and we're going to save our families, more importantly. Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you, sir.
Flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms. So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA News Update. The United Auto Workers Union is growing its strike against General Motors. Shortly after the union announced a tentative deal with Stellantis over the weekend, the UAW said it will order roughly 4,000 workers to walk out of GM's Spring Hill assembly plant in Tennessee. The auto workers have been on strike since September 15th. In Florida, Tampa police are reporting two people are dead and 18 others were injured in a shooting after a fight between two groups broke out in the streets early yesterday morning in Tampa's Ybor City. Officers were present when the incident happened just before 3 a.m. local time. Authorities believe there were at least two shooters involved. Well, it's true, a lot of us do like to eat them like popcorn, and believe it or not, they have their own national day, as today is National Candy Corn Day, as Halloween is just hours away. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. And the winner is Motor Trend is unveiling the 2024 SUV of the year. And Motor Trend editor Miguel Cortina is going to be joining us to share the year's biggest automotive trends and reveal which sports utility vehicle is the best of the best. Every year, Motor Trend picks one new car, truck, and SUV to earn this prestigious honor of being named the best in the market. Starting with the SUV of the year, the leading industry resource is ready to announce one winner each month starting this month. Miguel Cortina, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Billy. It's great to talk to you again.
Hey, I always enjoy this time with you, and it's exciting when you've got great news here as Motor Trend's 2024 SUV of the year, and you're ready to open up the envelope and tell us why it was chosen. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. So Motor Trend's 2024 SUV of the year is the Chevrolet Blazer EV. This is an all-electric crossover from Chevrolet. Super slick, great design, fantastic looks, very spacious cabin also, and very modern interior as well. It's electric, all electric, so that means it has a big battery underneath with up to 320 miles of range on a single charge. So very good range. Charging-wise, it gets 78 miles of range in about 10 minutes or so. So it's great for, a quick charge, and then you can go into your destination. We were really impressed with everything in our criteria, right? We looked at design, engineering excellence, performance of intended function, safety, value, and efficiency. And from every point, every angle, the Blazer EV really stood out among the other 39 competitors that we had this year for SUV of the year.
Now, how many of the 39, how many did you yourself get behind the wheel?
All of them. All
you yourself, you were able to, oh, wow, okay. So this is the one that they had to send out a posse to come and bring you back with? you didn't want to let it go?
Exactly, yeah. This was the one. That, so the way we do it is we all 11 judges drive all 40 vehicles back-to-back for about 2 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
We perform our own testing at the Honda Proving Center in Cantil, California, in the Mojave Desert. And then from that group of 40 vehicles, we narrow it down to about 10 or 11 finalists, depending on how we're feeling. This year we have 10 finalists, and among those finalists, then we have to choose one winner. And the Blazer EV came out on top. Like I said, just really nailed our criteria and a very good car overall.
What can consumers look forward to here, Miguel? 2024, you've gotten more than a sneak peek, a couple of days of experience each one of these vehicles. And, you know, we love the automotive industry because they're so innovative in coming up with new and refreshing ideas. What are some of the new ideas that have stuck out for you this year?
Yeah, so, of course, EV continues to be the trend, right? Electric vehicles keep rising. There's plenty on the road. And every year there's more options to choose from. So the Blazer EV is one of them. It's what we consider today the best in its category. One of the things that we like as far as like trend setting is that it comes with either all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or rear-wheel drive. And there's basically no other vehicle in the market today that is available like that. So there's two different battery sizes as well to choose from. So depending on the range, on your budget, there's basically a Blazer EV for you.
Mm-hmm. With the two different batteries, okay, that's going to expand your range because I think originally you said somewhere about 320 miles or so on a full battery. Is that right?
That's correct. That's with a big battery. The other battery is 279 miles of range. So
it's
still pretty good, very decent.
Uh-huh. Okay. What else stuck out for you with this winning vehicle?
I have to say that the interior is really sleek. It has this massive 17-inch touchscreen, and then on top of that, there is an all-digital instrument cluster for the driver. So it's very futuristic-looking. The air vents are big and round, and there's just a lot of attention to detail placed in the interior. And so anybody that rides in it is gonna feel like they're riding in a very special place. Also, because it's electric, it has a long wheelbase to fit the big battery underneath. And that means that inside the cabin, it's super spacious. So very spacious to have five adults sitting in the Blazer EV. Lots of space also for the cargo or in the trunk. So it is a very good all-arounder. So no matter, you know, in terms of range, in terms of passenger space and cargo space, it really hit the mark.
Exactly. He's the Motor Trend editor. Miguel Cortina is with us, and we're talking right now of Motor Trend's 2024 SUV of the Year. Congratulations to Chevy Blazer SUV. You know, you had 40 applicants for this cherished award. How long? I mean, you've got 40 cars. You're spending 2 days each. So, you know, that's about, 80, 90 days of hard work for you guys, right?
We spent two days driving all 40 vehicles total.
Okay.
I wish it was a test drive that could last so long, but no. We are out there in the desert for about a week or so. Our test team, social media team, video team, photo team, they're all out there creating the content for us as well. So we take about 3 days of driving back to back in the desert, and then about 2 days or so driving the finalists. So about 5 days or so driving total, but there's also a lot of content that we create around our program. Comparisons, first tests, first drives from vehicles that we haven't driven before, and it's just a great opportunity for us to create a lot of content.
Now, how do you get to be one of the judges, Miguel?
Well, it's an honor to be part of the judges.
I bet.
First of all, we had 11 judges this year. Nine of them were editors at Motor Trend, and then we had two guest judges. One of them was Hao Taitang. He used to be the former chief platform officer for Ford. He's a recently retired Ford executive. He's very well knowledgeable around cars, super knowledgeable around EVs as well. And then we also had Gordon Leakey, who's an automotive engineer, help us out as the other guest, George. So they also, you know, they bring us a lot of feedback from what they've seen in with their experience in the years working with automakers, manufacturers. And then the other nine judges are basically the most senior editors available at Motor Trend.
Exactly. Well, wow, what a great opportunity, and how much fun that must be, you know, for you to go through this experience every year, and you get to do it. Now, is it the same judges handling, you know, we talked about SUV right now, and we've got car and truck of the year winners yet to be announced. So will it be a different group of 11 judges, or the same 11 judges do all three categories?
There is an overlap for some judges, but we do try to mix it up so that other members of our staff can participate in different programs.
Well, like you said, this is quite the privilege and honor, because this has become such a showcase, you know, for Motor Trend and for the industry at large, and to be picked and to be part of, you know, the corral of judges to make these selections. It's got to be just a very special opportunity, right?
It is. It is. Yeah. Sometimes we have to pinch ourselves that, you know, we're actually doing this for a living.
Yes.
And like you said, it's a privilege, right? The precedence that the award has is just remarkable. We've been doing this for 74 years. Next year, we're turning 75. So it is, you know, to have the privilege to be part of the committee that selects the SUV of the year in this case, it's just, it is remarkable.
That's great. Well, in the coming months, I mentioned Motor Trend is going to be announcing the car and truck of the year winners. Miguel Cortina, how about a little teaser about what we can expect?
Yeah, so for car of the year, we'll have it next month in November. I can't say much except that it will be electrifying. Okay,
yes.
that's all I can tell you. And as far as truck goes, it is a small truck, but it's one that performs its duties very well, and one that I think truck buyers will be very impressed with.
Well, where can our final question? Where can our listeners go for more information, Miguel?
Yeah, MotorTrend.com. We have all of our content there available right now, and then of course Motor Trend magazine coming out next month with all of the content on SUV of the year.
Awesome. Miguel Cortina, editor of Motor Trend, the world's number one automotive authority. Miguel, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. By the way, I had a couple emails, people wanting to know about War Against the Deep State from Colonel John Mills, retired. Excellent book, excellent read. It's a quick read, but it spells it out where we are right now in terms of the deep state operations. And as we've been saying on the show, and I think John was the one that introduced it to us, you know, when I talked to him, oh gosh, it might have been a couple months ago, and I said, you know, in all my brilliance, that there were four branches of government. You know, I discovered there were four branches of government. He goes, oh no, not so fast, grasshopper. Let me edumacate you a little bit here. And it's not four, it's actually six. I said, six? What are you talking about? He goes, well, you're right. The deep state is the fourth, but you've got to break it up, because the deep state consists of three elements, and that is that you've got the administrative state of the deep state, which is all, you know, it's all the bureaucracy that is taking place, well entrenched. And as we were talking with Phil Hotzenpiller earlier, this isn't something that just happened, you know, just a few months ago. I mean, I really believe that when Barack Obama said that, you know, we were ready, you know, for the fundamental transformation of America, that he wisely had assessed, you know, the situation, says, man, we got everybody in place here. I mean, we're ready to go. We've got this government well in our control, and we can do with it what we want. And we're going to continue to tighten up the screws. And, you know, I'll handle it for 4 years, 8 years. Hillary will come in. She'll follow up on that. And then, of course, you know, maybe Gavin Newsom after that, or, you know, whatever. But we've got it all figured out. We've got a plan, you know, how we're going to reform America. Because as they perceived it, America was so unfair, and we didn't deserve any of the benefits that we had gotten. And the fact of the matter is, he's right in that sense. People are right that we don't deserve, you know, the things that we've done, you know, but because it was by the hand of God. God blessed this country. We didn't deserve to be blessed. He chose to bless us. And what we did with that blessing is we created all these great things. We've worked hard.
we took God for his word, you know, and said, look at, you know, we're going to go out there, be fruitful, multiply. We're going to, you know, defend our families. We're going to defend our faith. We're going to be that light on a shining hill. And God rewarded us until we decided. I'm not even sure it was we decided, but there was that element. And it was always there. Evil is always there. You always have the antithetical in play, no matter where you are. And whatever you're dealing with, especially once you declare, okay, hey, we're going to, you know, do this, then you're going to have opposing forces. And this is what happened. It wasn't like our country, I keep reminding you, it wasn't like our country had 100%, you know, and, you know, George Washington's approval ratings were, you know, just through the roof. That wasn't it. I mean, you had these people that were still, they were still, you know, beholden to the homeland. And their idea was a king, not to have a democratic republic, a representative government, like which was being instituted. And they just could not believe. They thought this was just insane that you would turn over the responsibility of government to the people. That just didn't make sense to them. They just didn't have the capacity to do that. And the fact of the matter is that still exists today. And it's all wrapped up in elitism because these brain trusts, somehow they've gone to these colleges that have been convinced, that have convinced them that, oh, you know, you're so smart and you're so blessed you and you got all your IQs and everything like that. Well, you know, IQ without common sense isn't a lot of good. And that's what's happened, is that a lot of common sense has left the building in this country. And this is why we're, you know, just case in point. How else do you get to $33 trillion in debt? And what happens is you lose focus of what government is all about and what this government was all about. This government was about serving the people. And the elites thought differently. And they brought that European mindset in, as John was talking about. They brought that into the culture. Said, no, we got to be like the Europeans, you know. The Europeans have the king and they got all these ruling elites and the hoi polloi, you know, that's what, you know, these beltway cocktail parties and all this stuff. And you sit there and you look down on the basket of deplorables, you know, fly over country, these meaningless folks. I mean, they are hanging on to their guns and their Bible. I mean, you know, how low can you get? I mean, that's just so, you know, unintellectual and so retarded. They really believe this. They do. And meanwhile, flyover states look at them and go, these guys are a bunch of knuckleheads. But the only problem is that, you know, you got to get to the point where, you know, call it for what it is, but you got to do something about it. Just kind of like what Israel has come to, as we were talking about with Ur, and that is that it finally got so bad and it metastasized so bad and it became so evil, they're out there just killing people. And we're just, I mean, they were just more than killing, debasing people, dragging women on the street naked, dragging them through, I mean, like some big, you know, big trophy, some big victory trophy. You know, you're going to drag, you know, these Jewish girls, you know, through the street after you've raped them and abused them. How disgusting. Then you go in and you kill families. I mean, you're such cowards. You go in and you attack defenseless families while they're asleep. And you bludgeon them, you shoot them to death, you kill their children in front of their eyes, you lop off their heads. Oh yeah, but you know, you can't talk about decapitation. Now you got to have some sort of soft and cozy way to talk about. No, evil is evil. It's disgusting. It makes you sick. But you know, you have those that want to accommodate somehow for whatever reason. It's like, what, you know, are you just too smart for your own good? That you can't call it for what it is, or are you just, or maybe you yourself are evil, and you just figure, okay, well, we just can't allow evil to be called evil, because that's who we are, and we don't see ourselves as evil. Well, you may not see yourself as evil, but your actions demonstrate that you are in fact evil. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But you see, Israel with Hamas kept thinking, oh, maybe they'll get better. Well, what they got better at was better at being evil. They created this 300-mile tunnel underground. And where do they put them? Under hospitals. Oh, yeah, but when they, you know, create all this. I mean, these guys have no courage. I mean, they're a bunch of chickens, aren't they? I mean, they use the Palestinians as human shields. And the Palestinians are so silly enough, they go along with it. I say they. I know that's a bit of a broad brush. Maybe there's some people. Maybe there's some resistance there in Palestine, you know, or amongst the Palestinian people. Maybe there's some resistance. I don't know. I haven't heard of any. to even hear them comment, or any of the other Arab nations telling Hamas, put your guns down. You know, you are pariah to us. We don't see it this way. This is not what we read in the Quran or the Hadith, you know, or something to counter it. No, you know, they all stand back. You know, it's the Arab Brotherhood, and give them, in a sense, their flaccid endorsement of these horrific crimes. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the soldiers who are going in and risking their lives. And I pray that it is God's arm of justice that is going before them, that will protect them for what they're doing, to protect their land, to protect their people, their identity and their families. I mean, here they've been over backwards. They should have held on to that land, and they were convinced by the international community. Yes, the Joe Bidens of the world, you know, and the Klaus Schwabs of the world. Oh, we got to make nice, you know, and make peace. Well, if the other person is not interested in peace, it's like we said. You know, think about this. It's simple. If Hamas and the Palestinians put down their weapons, there would be peace. And you can see that clearly, because when I was in Israel, I saw what happened there in Israel. Arabs had no problem coming into controlled areas by Israel. They, in fact, they said they felt safer in those controlled areas that were monitored and policed by the IDF and by Israeli law enforcement. But in their own Arab sections of Israel, they knew they had to mind their P's and Q's. That the arm of their government was such, kind of looks a little bit like our government these days, frankly. I know that may sound extreme for you, but think about what's going on, how our churches are being attacked, how political opponents are being attacked. Unbelievable, right? And we have people who go into the Capitol, they do a sit-in there, they disturb and disrupt, disrupt proceedings of Congress. And where they get a little slap in the hand, nobody's in solitary confinement that I'm aware of. You know, we have an elected official who doesn't even know what a fire alarm is. Can you imagine? You'd be around life, you know, for several decades, and nobody taught him what a fire alarm looked like and what it was and what it did. This is insane. This is so obtuse. And as if that's not enough, then you get a Supreme Court justice who can't even define what a woman. This is how nuts we are. Are you starting to get the picture here? That's what I'm saying. We just have to decouple ourselves from this insanity. And it's okay. I want you to have the freedom to do this. If people are being nonsensical, don't give them your time. Just turn your back. Move on. The government's being nonsensical. Decouple. I understand. Look, we got to pay our taxes. We got to do the things that we're supposed to do. You know, rendering to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Don't forget the most important. You got to render to God the things that are God. And do not allow them to steal your freedoms. Because this is what they do. Somehow they think they know better, that you just can't, you know, you don't know how to wipe your nose. You don't know how to take care of yourself. You need the government to do that for you. Really? Wow. Amazing, huh? These intellectual geniuses, right, of higher thought. That's what they want us to believe. Wake up, America. You've got all the goods yourself. And you know what to do with it.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you...